English 419, Multimedia Writing, CourseCast 41, December 10. Okay, good morning. Obviously, the project is winding down. We need to get it finished up, so we'll look at that today, obviously. Before we do, there are a couple of things we need to look at for next time, so it's going to be slightly different. For next time, we will be in class doing our team evaluation. To do that, we need to first have our team contribution documents. As our assignment sheet says, let me pull that up. The team contribution document is a brief document that explicates how your team contributed to the project as a whole. So you write this as a team, or at least you only turn in one per team, however you portion of the actual production of it is up to you. But it's a short document, approximately 2 pages, can be more or less. It gives specifics about how your team has contributed to the overall class project. On Friday, the other teams will be using that document to base their analysis of your team's contribution to the project on. So to turn those in, I guess, as it says on the front page, back there, in fact, we're just going to post these to this entry here. We can do that on Friday. Just make sure you have your team contribution document on Friday, and we can post them there just so we all have them in one place. On Friday, we're going to go through the team evaluation form, and that's already posted. Just pull that up real quick. It looks like this, but basically what it asks you to do is score the teams, including your own team, on a 0 to 10 scale. That's why we need those contribution documents, so that we can have a specific sense of what teams have done for the project. And then it just asks you to refer to their document and explain why you assigned the score you signed. So that's done in Teams on Friday. Hopefully that's pretty clear. And then after that, we do also, excuse me, we do also have the individual evaluation. But that, as this says, since we have a work blog post by midnight on Friday, the individual evaluation is emailed to me. That evaluates the other members of your team. That's also posted. I should have that linked here. I'll go ahead and do that. This is what it looks like. And it's very similar. It asks you to score yourself and the other members of your team on this scale, and then to respond to these questions about how your team worked together. And these do, both these forms do have a direct impact on grades. That's, you know, the average is where different portions of the grade come from. Thank you. And these are private forms, so you know, I'll be the only one who sees this individual evaluation. I don't have to worry that it's going to be circulated or anything like that. Just email it to me, as it says on the calendar, by Saturday or Sunday, so after the last work blog comes out. And that will do it. Let me see if there's anything I'm forgetting. I don't think so. The individual evaluation form does ask you to look at their work blogs. That's why we post the work blogs. When you're making your evaluation of your teammates, remember that those are really easy to sort. You can just go to work blogs, pick your team, whoever that might be, and then you can go through, if you'd like, you know, weekly, and just check everyone's work blogs. So the form does ask you to look at those when you're making your evaluation. And then people can't have the same score. You don't have to rank, you know, this person is the best, is the second best. Everyone can't have the same score. Are there any questions about either of those forms, the team evaluation or the individual evaluation? Okay, so the team one will be done in class on Friday. We do need to make sure we bring in our team contribution documents on that day. And then the individual one, you'll just email to me over the weekend. Anything else right now? Okay, great. We should turn to our project then and get that wrapped up. I'll go ahead and let the organization group take over here. It looks like this is what I've got right now. So obviously we need to fill in some stuff here because we're missing some things. We'll need to make sure that these sync up. We talked about that last time. I'll let you guys take it from here.
All right, so as you're saying, this is what we have right now. We're supposed to have this done Monday for Doxin testing to get the testing out. Just for anyone in the class, this isn't directed anywhere specific, but what do we need to do just to get this done today?
The content needs to be added. I guess we can replace. This isn't the current homepage. It's at default 0 right now. Just because we don't want to overlay
it. It's at what? Default 2?
Default2.asp. I mean, it pretty much looks the same, but it's actually dynamically changing.
Okay, so this one's dynamically changing.
So how do we get the content in there?
If you log in at the top there, it's just that name. Right? There's a manage content button. And you can click to add a new page, basically, where you edit one of the existing ones.
Okay.
And you can delete them too. We're going to add a few more options to the edit, so they can, say, specify kind of like a category the page goes under. If it's for, say, the South Side Media Center or other groups. They can also eventually set whether it's visible in the navigation or not. Say they still want it on their website, they just don't want it to be in the list there. They'll be able to check that.
Right, because there was a... Was there a different, slightly different menu for the centers? Is that right? And front end, you guys were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys had the old content. Is that right?
Yeah. It's already good.
Okay.
All right. So in order to get that content, could we honestly just split it up? Like each person take, since they can click and add a new section. Does that add a link there too? Or
yeah. Yeah. You can just click and add one now, so everybody sees what it was.
You don't give that a go.
So if I were to click a new one. What I put at page URL?
Read what it says and see if you can figure it out. So, because if you can't, I probably couldn't.
So this is where they're essentially creating the name of that page? Right?
Yeah.
Being used for navigation. So I was just, let's say I was doing for, or donate. I just put donate.
Yeah.
Are we sticking though with donations?
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
I'm just using this as an example.
We'll just do this real quick.
I didn't catch the login. Does it say, like, name and password in the boxes?
It does.
Yeah. It does?
It's supposed to. There's a problem with that because it's more of an Explorer.
Oh, really?
That's more of a friend. I don't know if it's like
that. That's a link.
All right, so that works now.
Yeah.
And that's on the main page.
Otherwise, they
don't know. Does that allow images to be placed in it?
Alright.
I just wondered.
So we could split this up and just give each person like one page to add all the content to?
Yeah.
All right.
They already put the page with every single page's content on
there. The front end team has the content.
Right, yeah, you got that too.
So alright, so
except for we have some people on our duty.
Yeah, that's right. Let's figure that out right now, in fact. What did we do last? Because we wanted to. I think it was careers, donations.
Donations.
Tyler has a file for it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we going to put an S after volunteers?
What's that?
Are we going to get volunteers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, because we wanted to have them all consistent.
Will that career link?
Yeah,
or the size of
the. Well, the actual language it's being used.
Oh.
See how it says careers, donate, volunteers?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You can toy with it.
All right.
I've already sent out my forms, and I told him if it doesn't work, because I mean, we have to have something, so I went ahead and sent mine out.
All right,
that's fine.
And then how's the change manual going?
It's going really well.
It's going really well. All
right.
The reality is we are probably not going to get any feedback from anybody because we just haven't had the time. And that is the reality. So we've sent it through some CSS validators. We'll go through code and CSS validators again. I'm sure they've done the same thing. But
you know what we'll do also is we'll get this done by our deadline. But if it spills over, you know, into finals or whatever, we can tighten it up. I mean, I won't make anyone do it, but we can tighten up stuff if we have to.
Right.
Got a new feature that's added.
Yeah, what's that?
If you log back into the portal, there's a statistics link on the side now, and so it just keeps track of page views. I guess I have a link wrong. But it keeps track of how many times people visit different pages, like the main page, the jobs page, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, those are these page links on this content area supposed to go back to the page?
Yeah, they will right about now. Well, if you refresh the page.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, something else I noticed, we have home as a link up there, and we also have main page and the same thing.
Yeah, I can
take that on. We can tie
together. That's your right.
And the only other, I was wondering about submenus, like there's like the Southside Center and the Head Start program and stuff. And
we could.
They have other sections for other sections, and putting them all on the
we'll do that.
That's really all we have.
Yeah, the front end team is working on this. Did you guys have like a JavaScript form down?
Yeah.
No.
We tried it, but we were told that wouldn't go to work.
Yeah, we had it already worked out.
Okay.
Because
the way they add links now to the sidebar,
it completely
changes.
Okay, so this is checking.
Let's figure that out. In the meantime, we can put up the other content. The other pages, and we'll figure out the.
Let's see if you look at it.